So I encourage you to start taking a look at the information I gave you. The four agreements is really, really powerful.
The classroom on the seventh floor of the Bexar County Jail goes silent as Pamela Taylor asks a poignant question of a group of male inmates.
Thinking about how do you want to be remembered? And I would encourage you, maybe even to go back and write your obituary, which sounds really weird, doesn't it?
Taylor began classes at the jail last fall. The men's class, Managing Your Life for Success, is based on the popular book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
It's like I talked to them, you know, when you were a little boy, was this your idea? Is this where you wanted to be? And this was this where you saw yourself as an adult? And I don't think I've ever gotten a yes, this is where I wanted to be.
Tom Meckler, vice chair of the board of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, observed the class in San Antonio this week. He says more than 22,000 volunteers now teach similar chaplaincy-based programs in Texas prisons. Meckler says such classes not only reduce recidivism, but can keep inmates from committing more serious crimes.
Population in Texas, I believe it's somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200 people a day are moving to Texas. And then you have the natural growth of the population itself in Texas, and yet the prison population is shrinking. That's why there was three prisons that have been closed over the last two legislative sessions.
Meckler says the lock 'em up and throw away the key philosophy was not working. He says with new programs, the prison population has declined from 156,000 to 151,000, freeing up more than 5,000 beds and closing three Texas prisons over the last two legislative sessions. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.